This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They've got a lot of weapons. When you just talk special teams, obviously their kicking game is elite. You know, the trades that they made with getting Jacoby Myers on the offensive side has definitely paid dividends. And, you know, it looks like they've got the guys in the spots where they want them now. I think they're 7-1 since they picked them up, maybe. And then, you know, picking up the corner on the other side from Cleveland, good player as well. And he's fortified and kind of solidified that side of the ball for him in terms of the corner piece.
Sean McDermott, colon, definitely knows who Jacoby Myers is. Another Jacoby Myers mentioned. I don't know. Maybe that means I wish I had him. Maybe it doesn't. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, joined on the Western Hotline by venerable sports betting analyst Joe Ostrowski. He's known for his daring and often successful futures bets. Also, youth baseball. And Joe is the co-host of Chicken Dinner with Sam Panayotovich, who joins us on Fridays, of course. Joe, how's life?
Yeah. Already drama on the youth baseball front, but we will not discuss that. Less than days before our first practice, but who the hell cares? We finally made it, fellas. We're here. These next 5 days, starting tonight, are going to be awesome.
College football tonight.
That's right.
I'm guessing you don't mean Sabres Rangers. Sabres having won 11 of 12.
That's on TV too. It's on the screen.
Good job.
It'll be there.
All right.
Yep. I think
that
I
was not on. It was not in your intro. Nothing about hockey was mentioned in your.
I just said a lot of sports tonight. You went and ran with it.
Well, lay it out for us, Joe. I mean, tonight is the semifinals for starters.
Yeah, yeah, and the college football front. It's an odd situation. I don't know if you guys watched that Georgia Ole Miss game last week with the holiday time and all that.
I did.
That was awesome. Was it not a? I mean, Chambliss, just the way he gets out of trouble. That's what I think this game is going to boil down to. The big strength for the Canes, and they showed it against Ohio State, is up front, that they dominate the trenches. And we were on Miami, both myself and Sam, but I was kind of kicking myself afterwards. I'm like, why didn't it hit me that Miami's winning this game? Because the big weakness going into that was the offensive line for the Buckeyes, and that's the big strength on the other side for the Canes. So are they going to be able to corral Chambliss? It just felt like miracle play after miracle play. One interesting angle with this one, with the Ole Miss, I mean, it's just such an odd situation. When you have a head coach leave, now you have the interim guy, and then the offensive mastermind that left came back after the fans were swearing at him as he's getting on the plane, and then they win a couple of playoff games. But those first two playoff games against opponents they saw in the regular season. So now it's going to be a little bit different against Miami. Ole Miss is fun. It's a great story. They're the long shot now. They're 6-1 for the title odds. Miami, the favorite. It's down to 3, so you are getting some, quote, smart money on the Ole Miss side, but I do like Miami to win and cover this game.
And they have the coaches that coached the Georgia game are there. The thing I didn't pay attention since that game ended, but during that game, the Ole Miss Georgia game, there was just a lot of talk about how a lot of that staff. There was a big LSU like recruiting weekend and hosting guys, and that they were going to be maybe compelled to be there, that Kiffin would want them to be there, but they still have most of that staff is in place at Ole Miss, right?
They do. Yes, okay. They do. But it's also weird because if you talk, you hear the interim coach talk, and he's asked about the offense, it's kind of like they're on different teams right now. Right? It's very weird.
Yeah.
I don't really know what's going on with the offense. I just hope they score a lot of points.
Right.
It's odd. But, yeah, the Blue Bloods are out, guys. I don't know if this is going to be a good thing as far as excitement ratings, in my world, the betting handle and all that. does it feel like the same excitement? I think it's cool because we got into a rut where in college football is the same teams year after year. I have to be honest, with it being game day, I don't know that there's the same buzz had in Ohio State, Bama, Georgia made it.
This is what happens in the Final Four.
Yeah,
we love our upsets, and then we get to the Final Four, and it's George Mason, and like, who?
Right.
So it's right. A little bit like that. I had Miami to win last week after talking to you, Joe. So
that's right.
Thank you for that. That was pretty good odds.
And tomorrow we get Oregon, Indiana.
Two states. Two of the states.
Any quick thoughts on that before we move on to wild card weekend, Joe?
Yeah, I'll keep it shorter here. Sam will have a lot on this one tomorrow. It's his favorite play of the CFP with you guys here. But, yeah, you're going to have a Big Ten team. We saw this matchup during the season, and in that game it was – a tie game, middle of the fourth quarter. And I think it's going to be a similar situation. Feels like it's gotten out of hand with Indiana. Like, they're talked about as they are unbeatable. They have no weakness. Offense, defense, the coaching, discipline, all of that. I don't agree with that. I think Oregon can hang in this game. They can pull off the upset. I'm going to be on the Oregon side.
Pretty cool to get two of the, I don't know, the top two quarterbacks, maybe two, both top five picks at worst.
Top two?
Top two, maybe even, right? Yeah, that's pretty
top
hot.
Top two in odds. Yeah, Mendoza's the favorite to go to the Raiders, and the second favorite is Moore.
If he comes out, right? Yeah. That'll be the question for him. That's the Jets if he wants it. It's a question.
Mm-hmm.
It's
bad
a question.
Options.
Yeah. Okay, so Bills-Jaguars, Joe. Bills favored by 1.5. I hope you saw this incredible Jacksonville stat about their history when the total is 49 or higher. They are 1-25, and their one was the first of these games in 1999. Yeah. They have lost 25 straight games where the total was 49 or higher, most of which were games they were underdogs in. They haven't been good very often. I'm not sure it means anything to this game, but it's an incredible stat. Bills -1.5 and 52.
Speaking to that total, the one thing that keeps popping up to me, with Liam Cohen being the guy, naturally a lot of people talk about the offense and Trevor Lawrence. We're in the midway point. People are having real conversations. Oh, he's got to move on from Trevor Lawrence. He's not the guy. He's going to handpick his own guy. And look at where we are right now with this 8-game winning streak and what they've done. Now, not the most challenging schedule, but to win 8 in a row in this league, still a tough thing to do, and a couple of impressive wins in there. Everything points to the Jacksonville defense for me. Early in the season, it felt like a lot of this was turnover-based, or that's what people were thinking, and then as the season played out in full, I think we can walk away and say, no, this is actually a legitimate defense. So that stout rushing defense, how do they do against Cook and Allen on the ground? That's where I come with this game. It's just everything points to what are they able to do. Now, if I'm going to oversimplify it, I look at Josh Allen, even though there have been some struggles on the road, it's a pick 'em. Am I going to go against the best quarterback in this playoff in a pick 'em scenario? No, I'm not, but I can't sit here and honestly tell you that I have the most confidence in the world. I think it's a pick 'em for a reason, and just the way the AFC is set up, I think it's unfortunate that this is the Bills' first opponent, because I see the winner of this game making a deep run.
That's how Bulldog feels, best two teams.
Well, Ross Tucker said the same thing to us on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And I was feeling like, for weeks here, really after you mentioned, you know, not the hardest schedule, but they did a number on Denver before the holidays. And that was those 2 days after that were the last 2 days I worked until after New Year's. And that really put a scare in me, seeing them do that to Denver. So I was thinking all along, that's the team I least want to see, is Jacksonville. Because of a lot of the points you made, the run defense has been so good all year long. But I'm reminded as this week has gone on, I mean, it was nowhere near a pick 'em last year when Denver came here. The Bills were huge favorites, and it turned out rightly so. But there was a lot of talk about Denver's defense overall and their run defense, and the Bills just chewed them up. So, you know, we'll see. You know, like, maybe Jacksonville's had, undeniably, they've had an excellent run defense all year, but maybe they ain't seen this yet, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Am I going to pick the elite offense or to this point, the elite defense. In this scenario, I'm gonna take the elite offense. That's just where I'm at. That's where it comes down to with this game. And plus, I can't, you know, be consoling Sam for the next few months.
Sam has so much money invested in Bills futures. You know, it's kind of been fun listening to you guys through the year, through the football season, and then talking to you. And there have been times when I'm tuning in to see, like, what your angle is on a Bills game. And you're often asking us how we feel about different games through the course of the season, survivor bets, whatever it is. And I think maybe I would say your shows have been more optimistic than ours about them. I mean, we're doing these road hits, you know, and it sort of feel like you're invited on shows to rep the Bills. And I go on and, like, I don't know. I don't really trust this that much. It's more of an Allen is the whole team than I think it's ever been. So, sure. I mean, if it's a – it reminds me of last year, Joe, when we would talk in the playoffs, and are you really going to – or is this 2 years ago or both? Are you really going to bet against Mahomes? Are you really? Do you really want to do that? Are you sure? He's getting points. Are you sure? And this is a little bit the same with Allen. Are you sure you want – Trevor Lawrence in the gunfight over Josh Allen. Are you sure about that? Think about it before you do anything.
Right. You know, you got to play this out. Like, we've talked about it as well. And it's funny. We were just an hour ago, we were talking to Westgate Superbooks, John Murray, about where the money's coming in. He's like, oh, it's all Jaguars bets, all Jaguars bets. But that's early in the week, and that's usually sharper money. And then we talk to somebody else. They're like, oh, Bills are the public side. There's no doubt about it. The bookmakers I talk to, I think it's going to be very balanced where people stand on this game coming into it. But, yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. There are two, it feels like, primo games. But and I'm sure you guys have discussed it this week. Well, it is a coin flip for a reason. If it goes the other way, is there going to be a ninth coach? Right? I mean, we talked about how it's set up without Mahomes, without Lamar, and what continues to happen. It feels like something big has to happen if they lose the first playoff game in this spot.
Well, Bulldog has said the same thing. I think maybe it's more the GM who's on the line if they lose than the coach, but I have no idea. I mean, it's the time of year where everybody's reporting and speculating, and I haven't heard a word. About with Mike Tomlin, it was every minute you would hear, like, oh, they better win. Yep. And even now, it's still possible. It sounds like it's still possible that there be a change.
Yeah,
that's double the tenure of McDermott, but so was Harbaugh, and that happened.
And around here, it's LaFleur.
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, how about that?
That's because, like, at least you've got Jay Glazer on that, right? Like, I feel like that's everyone, I think. Well, I don't speak for everyone, but, like, he carries a lot of weight, I think. And he included LaFleur in, like, a not sure column, like, last week on pregame shows. And I've not heard anyone other. It's just speculation about McDermott. It's really just adding up, you know, looking at the ledger and just adding it up. He's been there a long time. They've not gotten over the hump. There's all this pressure that's largely being created from outside about how they have to get there this time because of Noma Holmes and Jackson, but I don't think there's a sniff of it around the Bills. I think it's just all circumstantial. But if at least LaFleur, you've got Jay Glazer sort of saying, like, there's maybe some question there, and I would respect that more than just throwing darts about McDermott myself.
Yep, seems right. Joe, Packers-Bears, it's pretty hot.
Yeah, they just played twice in December.
Yep.
Now we get a third time in a very short period of time. And if you look at how those games played out, well, the one in Lambeau Field, week 14, it came down to the very end. The Packers dominated the first half. Bears dominated the second half. Caleb Williams has a chance to tie the game. Maybe they go for two there if they convert, throws a pick into the end zone, has not thrown many interceptions on the year. And then a couple weeks later in week 16 here in Chicago, a crazy finish. Bears are down by 10, 2 minutes to go, and they somehow win in overtime on a 46-yard pass to DJ Moore. There was a recovered onside kick. Just a wild finish. Guys, the last five times these two teams have played one-score games, it always seems to come down to the very end. And a lot of Bears fans are certainly surprised at how far they've come being the two seed this season. Bears can't start slow again. It's been constant. Starting slow having to recover. They keep covering the point spread in the second half. You know, Caleb Williams down. We've talked about it so many times in the final 2 minutes, and then he comes out on the right side. Well, the last couple of weeks, it has not worked out that way. Lose by a field goal to the Lions, lose in a high-scoring affair to San Francisco on Sunday Night Football a couple weeks ago, but that's kind of what happens. What I find interesting, and you could bring this up with a few games, is you've got three quarterbacks making their debut in the postseason. Caleb May with New England and Bryce Young with Carolina. Historically, those quarterbacks don't do very well. But if you look more recent, and we wonder if it's the newer quarterback where they don't give in to the pressure, they're not as impacted by it, maybe something they've been dealing with their entire lives, they're about 500.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In their first playoff game, so I wonder if it's a big deal. I don't think Caleb is going to be impacted. He's facing a defense that he just saw twice, and now you're facing him without Micah Parsons. The Packers getting healthier. Love first game off the concussion. Jacobs is good to go. It looks like Zach Tom, the right tackle, is going to be healthy. Green Bay is looking good. I think it's going to come down to the very end again. If you're forcing me to make a pick, I would say, all right, I think it's going to be Green Bay, but it's probably going to come down to the very last possession of the game. I do think it's higher scoring in the second half. We'll see if wind ends up being a factor. But on the Bears side of things, Loveland has really come on, guys. So props-wise, I'm looking at him. His number's 40.5.
Keep that in mind for our fantasy build tomorrow when we speak. Loveland will be interesting. Tight end's really interesting this year. Mm-hmm. You're one guy per team, and we need one tight end. At least we can pick up to five if we want. But
okay.
Loveland is going to be popular. I wonder what Kincaid might be if he gets mm-hmm. the clean bill of health. We will see. Joe, thanks for today. Good luck this weekend. Enjoy it.
Thanks, guys. Best of luck to you as well, and we'll talk next week.
Joe Ostrowski, Chicken Dinner with Sam Paniadovich. Check it out on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. We have open lines here for a while until Sal joins us at 5. The Sabres are in New York to play the Rangers tonight. I've got the referee, the crew for Bills Jaguars. Awesome. When we come back.
I thought you were about to tell us who the officiating crew for the Sabres-Rangers game was.
They don't have names anymore.
Andy Van Hellemond.
Hockey refs don't have names anymore. They're all the same. They're all just nameless, numbered guys. Well, football doesn't have
actually,
their names on the back
they're
either.
They're robots, actually.
Yeah, it's all...
The aliens are already here.
No one knows any hockey refs. I'm saying it. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at 803-0550. Lines are open for you. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.